Every year, Steve Wilson coordinates a Christmas bird count centered in Isabella in northern Minnesota. This is my high adventure Christmas bird count. Last year, not only did I get some splendid looks at and even photos and video of two different American three-toed woodpeckers, I also came the closest I've ever been to a moose when I almost hit one with my car driving home on ice-covered Highway 1. This year, the bird side of the day was not so intense. My group didn't have a single rarity. But then, neither was the adventure side of the day. The worst things that happened to us were getting stuck on an icy, snow-covered hill, and then, while we were snowshoeing, each of us took one spill. Kathy and Janet onto powdery snow, me with my snowshoe going through a soft spot as we trudged along the edge of a snow-covered lake. My snowshoe instantly got so slush and ice-caked that it was suddenly at least 5 pounds heavier than the other one. But within minutes of my car getting stuck, Kathy and Janet pushed it right out, and I kicked and shook and knocked the ice out of my snowshoe without mishap. So our so-called adventures this year hardly even warrant being called adventures. This year's total count was on the low side of average in numbers of species. We tallied 20 compared to an average of 21. We were way below our average number of individual birds of over 1,000. This year, the total group had only 633. And there were no real rarities to speak of, not a single owl of any kind, and nothing else exceptional. To make up for that, as far as the quality of our day went, the snow was as beautiful as I've ever seen it, still clinging to tree branches days after it fell. The snow was a foot and a half deep, thick but powdery all the way down to the ground, delightful to snowshoe in. After a long day in the field, Isabella Christmas bird counters arrive at the Isabella Community Center to feast on Mary Shedd's incomparable lasagna dinner, which, as usual, was superb. Then there's the tradition of re-gifting. People wrap unwanted, often amusing presents to hand out for all manner of strange reasons during the compilation. With camaraderie and tradition, the orders of the evening, everyone seemed happy, even though there wasn't much of note to report. Thanks to that lovely compilation dinner tradition and all the fun of the day, the Isabella count feels more laid back and fun than scientific. But that's deceptive. The relatively low numbers of birds still provide valuable insights into the avifauna of wild northern Minnesota. And every now and then we collect additional data. This year, Steve Wilson asked us each to record the types of trees in which every downy woodpecker was foraging. It's a quick, easy, and unbiased way for him to find out what trees are most utilized by this species in an area where the overall tree composition is known. Without going to any extra trouble, we each got to give him at least a bit of usable data for his study. Driving home from Isabella on a full stomach with a mind filled with happy thoughts, we're always a bit sleepy, but conversation with our teammates keeps us alert. And then it's over for another year. I'll be in Ithaca next year at the time of the Duluth Christmas bird count, but Steve schedules the Isabella count around New Year's when I'll be up here. It's a lovely tradition I look forward to continuing long into the future. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.